Good morning, everybody. And Geraldine's with us today as well.
Hi, everyone.
And Sue's here as well.
Hi, everyone.
And okay. Sue's handing cables to various people in a moment. What we're going to do this morning is we're going to explain what a series of cables do, the various cables that you should be familiar with, what they look like, and that'll be Geraldine's job. Length isn't that important in this particular exercise, although it's one of the things we should mention, and what the cables look like and what they're used for. So we'll do that, and hopefully you'll be a little bit wiser by the end of this.
Okay, now we have, it's quite a long cable, I believe. Probably, hang on, let me just see. Maybe two and a half, 3 metres long.
Yep.
One end of it, there are two different size connectors. One male and one female, and one is probably about an inch in depth and probably 2 inches across, and it has 18 pins. and it also has a lot of slots there that are vacant for the pins. Has two little screw type things that come out in the connection area as well. And on the other side there are two screw in, they actually screw in through that connector, if you know the sort that go on the back of a computer. Okay. Now the other end.
Can I just have a look at that end so I know what the hell
you
can?
Yeah, you can.
This is the male version of the V35 connector. It's actually half the cable. You can actually connect these cables together. And what's written on there? Just on that on that side there, just out of morbid curiosity.
Cisco Systems.
Okay. Anything written on the other side?
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
So that's the male version of the V25. So I'll just let Geraldine do the rest of that there.
Okay. So the other side has another connector, which is a female type connector, and I can't feel how many pins, lots of pins, again with the two types of screw in, but this end connector, actually the first one was a smooth casing, this has a ridged casing, and is probably an inch and a half wide by about a half an inch or a centimetre in depth. So I'll just hand that over to Kerry.
This is the V35 serial connector that goes into the back of a Cisco router. I think it's just got Cisco Systems written on there. And is that the only connector on that one, isn't it?
Yes.
So this cable is for connecting a router to some communications equipment. And these are what we call V35 serials. I think there's actually, we're not going to bother counting, but I think there's 40 or 50 pins
it's a bit
in this
hard
connector.
To tell, isn't it?
Very dense connector. Mm. Oh, Ian will be able to tell us without actually having to count them. Mm. And that's used for, and that's one of the sorts of Cisco cables that we will come into contact with as we go through the course. So that's your that's the cable for connecting your Cisco to your communications equipment.
Okay, and it's quite a long cable, really, isn't it?
Well, sometimes the communications equipment isn't sitting as close to the router as you'd like. And that's what you need a long cable for.
Okay.
Alrighty.
The next one, Sue?
This is a short one.
Okay. Right, yeah, this cable is probably only a metre long. It has two female ends. And both feel the same, whether they are the same is another story, but they both feel the same.
Now, if my memory serves me, just check on that cable. On the outsides of the cable, there should be some big printed letters that you might actually be able to read
DCE
off.
DCE and DTE.
Okay.
Well, I was actually going to get Geraldine to read those off, see how good she was, but that's all right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you feel those letters?
They are DCE and DTE.
Well done.
Do I get brownie points for that?
You do. But can you seriously actually differentiate those letters with your fingies?
The DT is fairly clear.
Yep. The C is a bit of a weird.
It's not particularly easy. And the DC, the D and the C are reasonably easy. The E's a little hard to tell.
Yeah, the E's a bit weird, but you can tell the DC and DT, one at DT. One end and one at the other end.
Yep. Okay, and they're both a connector, a said female connector with a number of pins. Again, very fine sort of pins, probably about 1.25, 1.5 inches across and 0.5 inch in depth. So I'll pass it over to Kerry.
Okay, this cable here, which is it's quite expensive and that sort of thing. Yeah, I'd say that's about 80 centimetres to a metre long. It's a DCE to DTE cable, and it's used often for connecting two Cisco routers together. DCE being data communications equipment, and DTE being data terminating or data terminal equipment. The DCE provides the clocking signal, which is, I remember it by saying C is for clock. That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
And the DTE is the other end. So basically what you do with this cable is you connect two Cisco routers together, or you connect Cisco router to, so that's how you get, and you'll be doing this a lot in CCNA2, you'll have one of these cables, two routers, one on top of the other, and this cable will link them together. So that's a V35.
We're
DCE
all looking
DT
forward
cable.
To that, Kerry.
We are.
Yeah. Okay, another cable coming up. Oh, okay. I'm just going to stand up because I want to see how long this
it's joined in the
particular fella is. Oh, has it? Okay. Well, it is tied up, very, very long. Actually, there's two cables connected together here, so I'll just explain how long the first one is. I'm standing across the room here.
Double up.
And it's probably 4 metres, maybe three and a half, 4 metres.
The other side's the same.
Now, in the middle, these two connectors are actually being put together. Got a metal bit joining them, a number of pins. And it is probably about 2 inches across each connector and an inch in depth, and they've got those screw type connections. So I'm just going to unscrew and
so there's a tie actually holding them together, isn't there?
There is a tie on one side.
Yeah. No, this is the actual.
Just let me have a look at that bit, because this is I know what cable this is.
And then we've got this all together.
Okay.
Which I was just trying to unscrew.
What you've actually got there? You should be able to.
Yeah.
Tie doesn't look like that'll hold that together, so we'll just drop that down.
The tie's down here.
Yeah, that's fine. You can tell who's had more practice at these, can't you? Now, you'll probably recognise these from what you've seen earlier. You ever seen that connector before?
Yep.
That's your. That's another version of your V35. Or actually, it's a bigger connector. It's one of the older connectors. That cable is the same as the one you had previously, except rather than being the V35 serial, it's actually smart serial to smart serial. And that's what the little thin connectors on the end, which you haven't described yet, are. On the other end?
Yep. And we have two connections here in the middle, which was one female, one male. And then the other connector is a very fine little thing, probably 5 centimetres or 1/4 inch in depth, by about 1 inch wide. So it's quite flat, and it has a male connector on the end. And a number of pins in the middle, and also the screw-in feature as well. Just pass that over to Kerry.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that is your skinny smart serial connector. And the V35 connectors are quite expensive, and they take up a lot of space on the back of the router. So they obviously wanted to shrink the connectors down because it was felt that they were taking up too much space on the router backplane. And once we show you a 2500 series router, you'll see what I mean. We'll dig one out later and show that. So this is the smart serial connector they came up with to cut down. And as you can see, the connectors on one end of these cables are quite big and fat, and the other ones on the other end are quite thin. So you're looking at sort of 2 inches by 1 inch on one end for one of these connectors, And in fact, one of these connectors is a DTE, which is the male one, and this one is a DCE. And I remember it as the DCE is always female, and I think, well, females are the only ones that can actually have children. That's how I remember it. It's a silly way of remembering it. But the DCE is actually...
No, anything that helps.
Yeah, the DCE is actually female, and the other one is DTE.
Yeah.
And I don't know, do they have DCE and DTE written on them or not?
No.
Or just Cisco system? No, that's fine. That's just got pins on it, so that's your DTE connector. So there you go. That is a cable for hooking two smart serials together rather than hooking two V.35s together.
Okay. That's the last one we got, I think.
Anything else?
That's on the other desk.
Oh, okay.
That's an RJ45 network cable. Everyone's seen an RJ45 network cable, haven't they? I'll give you this end so you can sort of explain. As you can notice, this is a cable that's been through the wars. You'll notice that all the little retaining plastic things are broken off. So that won't stay in sockets very well, so that cable needs to be recrimped.
And this one is your... these cables can be any length, really. But
Up to 100 metres in length, otherwise you violate your standards.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Probably about 10 metres of cable.
Probably,
Without uncoiling it, I'd take about 10 metres.
The RJ45 connector on the end is a little plastic cable, and it's got, it's probably a quarter of an inch across or 5 centimetres.
5 millimetres.
5 millimetres, I mean, that'd be a big connector, wouldn't it?
It would.
I'm trying to give, remember to give
the
millimetres as metric as
well.
And it's probably about the same in depth, I would say. Maybe a little skinnier. And there is a clip that goes on the top that you can actually squeeze. And you've probably all done this connecting into an RJ45 when you've connected a network cable into your PC or into your laptop, whatever the case may be.
Well, some people haven't actually done that. There are actually people out there who don't actually have a network at home. So maybe not everybody's done that. And then on one side, on the other side of the jack to where the connector would go if it hadn't been snapped off, is 8 metal connectors that make contact with flat bits inside the socket.
And then last but not least, we have a little connector. This one is a male connector. And it is probably, again, it's probably half an inch or a centimetre in depth. It has a, and it's probably an inch or 2 centimetres in width. And it has on the back an RJ45 connector and 2 metal prongs to screw it up with. And it's made of plastic. And I'll just pass that to Kerry.
Ah, yes. Now, on one side of this we have, as Geraldine has aptly pointed out, an RJ45 socket. And on the other side we have a DB9-pin serial female connector. And what you do is you stick this on the end of that RJ45 cable that you just had there.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, one end goes into the PC, into the male serial port of a PC, and the other end goes into a router, which has an RJ45 socket on it. Because the serial ports on a Cisco router are RJ45 female sockets, and that's to save space on the backplane.
And that's the last one.
That is. So we hope you've enjoyed our little expose through network cables, and if you have any questions...
And goodbye from him.
And goodbye from her.